What's good? What it is, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Whenever you're listening, I appreciate you very much. So, it is a it's a weird thing to understand that people are listening to what you have to say, and the little bit of support that I get, or the support in general, is very much appreciated. And I also have. I'm also running a subscription for $1.99. You get an extra episode a week if you like to. If not, it's up to you. I'm not necessarily. You do what you need to do. And it's just a test. I'm trying to see if the subscriptions will be better than the donations. Because you'll actually get an extra episode a week. This week I'm just doing a test, so it'll be a short clip of one of the blog posts about when I crashed my car, and that's pretty much it. And then, like I said, we'll do an extra episode. It'll be released on probably Wednesday or Friday every week, and yeah, we'll just go from there and see how that plays out. But I cleaned out my garage this week, so. And I know it's kind of weird, but I cleaned out my garage this week. I was able to get my shelving together, and I was able to get my car parts in some sort of organization. I'll make a blog post so you guys can see the pictures of that. I got the shelving together. Yeah, it took up three shelves. I probably could like condense it down to like one or two, like two shelves more than likely. I probably can get it down to like two. But as of right now, like it's on three shelves, and it's a decent amount of stuff. The more so, like more than I thought it was, but a lot of stuff has to go to the machine shop, especially like engine related parts and stuff like that. Like it has to go to the machine shop. I gotta get the cams have to be refinished, and I guess that's what you call it. I don't know like what the actual process is at the machine shop for that. But they have like surface rust on it. Of course, the engine has to come out. The crank has to be polished, and that's really about it. Like once the crank is polished, and I'll probably get the head redone just because it's gonna be off. And then if I can ever find some ARP head studs, like that'll probably be. I'll probably make that happen since the head would be off of the car anyway. But other than that, like. That's really about it. I still have to find a welder. I gotta make my way up to my grandparents' house to grab the welder that my dad had. I don't know if he still has it or not. I gotta talk to him about that so I can get started on the tubs in the front once I get the engine out. And you know, that'll probably be my project for the winter is tubs and probably pull the subframe and do bushings and probably do the solid bushings and coilovers and do my brakes because my brake rotors are rusted, my calipers are seized. So we'll probably make that happen. I've been looking at calipers. Probably go with the PartShop Max 300ZX calipers because I mean at $200 and I don't really want to rebuild stock calipers at the moment anyway. So they just come ready to go, you know. They just bolt on anyway. They're direct replacements, so get rid of those or get those and put those on, and then get some wheels. I've been looking at some RPF ones, just like a simple wheel, something that I could, you know, toss on, and if I need to get spares, I can get spares. They sell those everywhere, and they're not, you know, expensive at all, and they're good wheels. And probably go with I don't know what tires right now. I mean we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Probably go like Federals or Falcons or whatever is on the agenda at that time for something like that to happen. I'm not really stressing over that right now. And probably get a new steering wheel as well because I sat in the car this past weekend and literally the steering wheel is like crumbling to pieces. It's just old. You know how it goes. And so I'm gonna knock that out with a quick release, and I'm gonna go ahead and get the Nardi steering wheel because that's what I've been eyeing since I was like 17 years old. So I'm gonna go ahead and make that happen sooner rather than later. And that's really that's it. Like once the engine is taken care of and like the engine bay is once the engine is out, and then once the engine is out, the project itself will start to move along a lot faster. I just don't have any motivation because like my mind is set on getting the engine out more so than doing anything else. And once I get the engine out, then I can like get that task out of my head and then move on per se. I guess that's like how I think about things. It's like once I'm set on a task, it's like if I'm not doing that particular task, then I don't really want to step outside of doing anything else other than doing that task, if that makes sense, right? And so really like other than that, I just have to get a push broom for the garage. Like more pressing is to clean the garage. Like we have toys and Ava, the kids have all of their things all over the place, and we just have to get that street situated. And I need to get a push broom, which will probably end up happening Saturday, so I can get that cleaned up and get that straightened out. Because we're going to get started back on the floor again too, and so that's probably gonna be a whole nother endeavor is house things. But I need to get in contact with my dad about that welder and see if we can't make that happen, like probably sooner rather than later. And also figure out a way to get engine hoist, maybe just get one from Harbor Freight and just make that happen. Or if somebody can loan me one for a short, I really just need it twice, to pull the engine out and then to put it back in. But once I pull it out this first time, like it's not going back in until for a while. So I don't think that it's like a something I need to buy myself and hold on to, because I don't necessarily see myself pulling engines that often. So I don't think I would need a tool. And plus, I don't have the space right now. I got to get some organization, and I really need a toolbox. I think more so than anything, I need a toolbox. And probably to get my tool collection and the right tools for what I need before like I get too heavy into this. So I need to see if I can figure that out. Depending on how things go with the podcast, like I may be able to get that tool set or get a tool set in general with the money from the podcast. Hopefully we'll see what happens. But other than that, I think that's it for like the project update. The garage is clean. It just needs to be swept. And the engine needs to come out of the car, and need to get a welder, and then I'll probably go and get started on those tubs. And that's really it for that update. As far as like car news goes and like things that's very interesting, it's really kind of been slow news in my opinion. Nothing that's like super exciting in my eyes. The Ford Mustang, the what is it, the 2022, the GT and the Mach 1, I had 10 less horsepower because of what is it, emissions regulations. It is what it is. I mean, at this point it doesn't really matter. I mean, the Mustang GT has 460 horsepower and the Mach 1 I have 470 horsepower. So it, I mean, that, okay, 10 horsepower is, yeah, 400, almost 500 horsepower from a Mustang from the factory is kind of stupid in a sense. So I don't think that really matters anyway. People have been saying the new what is the 2022 Civic Si. Okay, that's cool too. I think that'll probably be like a touring car. Those are cool, but as of right now, man, like I looked up prices on Civic Type R's and they are just ridiculous, dude. Like used Type R's are 40 grand. Like they're brand new, $40,000. So yeah, used car prices are just through the roof right now. I don't believe it is a time to buy any sort of car. No, 240 prices are ridiculous as well. I've been seeing online people got hacked up, you know what I'm saying, S13 hatches and stuff for 8, 10 grand, you know what I'm saying? People got rolling chassis for like 4 or 5 grand. Like some people charging 30 grand for S14s. And it's like, yo, like it's like used car prices are ridiculous. 240 prices in itself is ridiculous. We already know how like the skyline prices are. People paying upwards of $70,000-$80,000 for skylines, man. Also watched, I saw a video of, I forgot the guy's name. It's like, is it Calvin? He bought that white R32 GTR, and it's bad, man. It's really bad. I was watching some of that video series of him restoring that, and like, you can just tell, like, every time like he finds something new, like that's bad for him on that car, it's like that car just, it just, you can tell it's just taking a piece of him out of it's bad. Oh my God, I can't help but say nothing other than like it's bad. Not like it's like, I don't say like it's bad in the sense that like the car itself is bad, because it is. And I think like if you know that's what you're getting yourself into, then it's not a problem per se, in my opinion. Like, if you know that you're getting like a barn find rust bucket and you got to do a lot of restoration, like when you find more rust under like what you thought was something that's clean, then it's cool, right? Not necessarily cool, but you understand because you've already accepted that. But he wasn't sold something like that. He was sold like a decent car. Like, he was sold like a really good car. And it did not turn out to be that way. And it's kind of frustrating, because it's like you want to do things by yourself because you want to, like, for whatever reason, like, you want the satisfaction of being like, yo, I imported this car by myself. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to jump through these hoops or talk to these people and spend this amount of money. And so it's kind of frustrating when somebody, like, sells you a lemon in a sense. And, like, now you are basically, like, you've dove into a full restoration of a car. And like GTR parts are already expensive. They were expensive anyway, right? Because a GTR was an expensive car anyway. And then now it's like what he is literally doing is something that Nismo in Japan literally charges $1 million for. Like, that is, like, the more I thought about them, like, for a full restoration of a GTR, like, Nissan themselves charge you $1 million, and this is something he's doing in his garage. He's pulling frame rails and cutting quarter panels, and oh my God, it's so much. It's a good series to watch, but like, I just can feel like that feeling, and I'm just like, I don't know if that's just a lot, in my opinion. Like, it's a lot to handle. It's a lot to take on. It's a lot for one person in a garage to take on. It's a lot for one person in a garage and a YouTuber who's filming everything to take on. Because, you know, like, when you film everything, it just takes that much longer because you have to explain what's going on. You have to narrate the whole time, all while, you know what I'm saying, working and trying to figure that out and run the business of YouTube as well. So, like, it'll be a good series, and I wish nothing but the best for him. And I hope it comes out to be the greatest thing ever for him. But it's just, I don't think I could do it, man. Like, even with like the skills, and like, I probably could figure it out. I don't even know if I could do that to the 240. Like, that just seems like a insanely daunting task. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems so scary to like cut your quarter panel off. Like, I know, like, putting over fenders on is a completely different thing, but it's like, to think that you're gonna cut like an entire quarter panel of your car off, you're gonna cut the frame rails off and replace them. Like, yeah, it's different when like you have like a muscle car and stuff like that, because like they have parts for that, right? Like, you can go to a parts catalog and you can literally like buy an entire chassis for, you know what I'm saying, a car. Like, you know, it's not that big, it's not out of the realm of possibility to literally buy a completely new chassis for a 60s or 70s muscle car, right? Granted, you pay like 15 grand for it, but like, you can do that. Like, you can literally build a 69 Camaro out of from a catalog, like, brand new. Like, you can do that. And that's, you know what I'm saying, that's cool that you can do that. But for a Skyline, like, when you're trying to deal with Nissan parts, and you know, you got to go to parts dealers and you're trying to find part numbers and all that type of stuff. You're getting shipments from Japan, and it's just, yeah. You know, it once he's done, if this Skyline is done perfect, and it's, hey, like, can't nobody hate on this channel no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? He did a full restore by himself in his garage, built his own rotisserie. You know what I'm saying? He took on that task, and you know what I'm saying? That needs to be congratulated and supported as well. That's just a crazy task to take on. Like, I don't even, like I said, I don't think I could take on a task like that, man. That's just crazy. I know even with the 240, it's like, yeah, like I got some body work I need to do and some welding I need to do, but I don't have anything near like putting my car on a rotisserie and, you know, fully stripping it out and doing like a literal restoration of that car. Like, I don't have anything of that magnitude to do with my 240, and I don't ever think I will get to that point. I'll sell it and buy an M4 before I get to that point, if I'm being real with you. Like, I would rather let it sit in my garage and like be a car that I work on short, like a little at a time, before like I have to get to that. Like, that's something that like I can't, like I have to be doing this full time before like I even think about doing something like that to my car or to a car in general. Like, it has to be my full time focus, because if I have to stop and I can't do that on a daily basis and I have to go to a job to then be able to support doing that, it's just something that like it can't happen for me. Like, I just don't see that as a possibility. But I do think it's a great thing though as well. I think it's a good thing for him to be doing that, simply because it shows like the other, like the generations behind him, like the people behind him who see his content, it shows them how to do things like that and show them why it's important, and showing that it's something like that can be done. And I think that's probably the most important part, is showing the community itself that these type of things can be done. They are possible. Granted, it's like something that's like long, but, and it's like a tough process, but it's something that can be done. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is the thing. And now it's like, oh, when you buy this, now it's like people can't sit here and shit on them and be like, oh, well, your cars are like, you know, haggard together or whatnot. And it's like, nah, you can't really say that. Like, you really can't say that anymore, because honestly, like, this restoration is, that's, this shit's crazy. So, you know, hopefully his channel blow up after that too. Hopefully, like, he get like a ton of subscribers and, you know, and people follow him for that, because this is an intense process. A crazy, crazy intense process. What else we got? As far as like, back to like car news, a Mini Mean Green Machine. I'm not really a fan of Minis. I think they're cool, but for the price you pay, you can get a way better car. Yeah, there are plenty $40,000 cars that you can get that are like cool. And I think Mini make better cars. Like, I think the JCW GP is a better car than this Mean Green Machine, like, if I'm being honest. Granted, it's a JCW hardtop, but it's an anniversary edition, and like, they have a better car from Mini just in and of itself. I saw this thing, Gordon Murray Automotive. I guess they're building a McLaren F1 little brother, which is just, I mean, we all know how that car goes. Like, it was the fastest car. It held that record for the longest time. I wanted to specifically talk about that engine though, because it's a Cosworth V12 hybrid. And I think it's interesting, like, Cosworth has always been like, has flown under the radar, in my opinion. Like, people, like, it's like people know, but it's like, if you know, you know. But it's like Cosworth, they're not like, they're huge to us. Like, we know who Cosworth is, but it's like, a lot of people, they don't know that name. It's not like a household name to them. And I think it's cool that they're being used on this project. I think that V12 is going to be insane. They build amazing engines. They have the F1 heritage. So, I mean, we all know about that. I'll leave a link in the description to this car if y'all haven't seen it already. It's pretty crazy. I think it's cool. It looks cool. I think it's dope that it's a hybrid too. I think like what it says, a hybrid engine will give what 45, 49, 50 more horsepower. It's less than 4 liters, so I'm assuming it's probably like 3.8 or 3.9 liter V12, which is just crazy. It's gonna rev insanely high and sound insanely good. it's just gonna be super cool. Supercar, well, hypercar. I think it's cool, man. Like, I've always been super interested in like hybrids because of like the technology, because it is one of those things where people used it, but it's not really like understood in a sense, right? Because a lot of times, like even in F1 now, right, they use hybrid engines and they use the turbo to basically recharge the battery, right? And I think that's fucking cool. And I think like there's a picture floating around online. I forget from the company, but it's an Italian company. I can't think of the name. That's like a Magneti or something like that. I'll find it and I'll put it in the description of the podcast as well. But it basically splits the turbo in half like Mercedes did, and it has an electric engine in the middle, so you can use the turbo to then charge your batteries. And I think that's crazy. And I think a lot of that technology has been un I don't want to say has been untapped in cars, because I'm pretty sure like it's being done, but like from a performance and aftermarket standpoint, I think that we are behind the curve as far as technology goes, because we have good turbo technology, and I think direct injection is a great technology as far as engines are concerned, and we have sequential transmissions, and we have what is it? The DCT, dual clutch transmissions, which I think is cool as well. But I think we are like, I don't want to say we are missing out on hybrid technology, but I think because a lot of the performance community and like aftermarket community, like we kind of want it to be simple. And for the kind of cars that we drive, it's over the head of a lot of people, right? Like people build these cars in their garages, and I think that having a CURS system on a on a new super is just way too complicated, right? It's way too complex of a system to have. And then it raises the cost of something like that. But I think like for a car that's $3 million and it has a hybrid system, and I don't necessarily know how it recharges. I don't, it's not a lot of information out on it as of right now, or that I've found right now, as the time of recording is. I think it's such an interesting technology, and I think that once we're able to harness that, then it'll be something that's like worthwhile. Like what's his name? Sasha from On Point Dino. He got the Hybrid 350Z, and it's really cool. But I think if I'm not mistaken, he said that putting the hybrid system in the car, all the weight he took out to make the car lighter, he put back in with the electronics. So it's almost like it's cool to have, but then it's like it doesn't serve the purpose that you would need it to serve in a sense, right? Like, 'cause you obviously for race cars you're going to be lighter and faster, but if you take 300 pounds out, but then of weight out of the car, and then you put 300 pounds back in electronics, then it's kind of like, oh well, you didn't really do anything in a sense. So the weight's still the same. But I don't know. I think it's like an untapped thing, and I think like once that technology trickles down to more like it becomes more economical, then it will make sense. Just like I think like electric cars will make sense, like once it becomes more like more economically friendly to the rest of us, because a lot of people, they're not gonna spend $40,000-$50,000 on an electric car. Like it just doesn't make sense, and it just doesn't make sense to have like a utility car. I could literally tow my car, my 240, with my wife's Acura SUV, right? But I can't do that with, I mean, I could do that with a Tesla, but it just doesn't make sense because the battery is going to, like, there's a video on TikTok of a person who was like, yeah, so we decided to tow with our Tesla, and we had to stop at the Tesla charging station every hour, so a 5 hour trip turned into a 3 day trip. And I'm just like, yeah, that fucking sucks. That's not something that's realistic, and I don't believe that. That even, yeah, like an electric car towing, like it just doesn't have the utility that you need for something like that. But I think hybrid systems can be, I think if automakers put more effort into hybrid systems and made them more economically friendly, then I think it would be more worthwhile to have something like that. Also, I think that it would be a good benefit to the aftermarket community as well, to, you know, take a look at hybrid systems and how they can be beneficial. But then we run into the issue of like materials to make batteries, because if not, we have to remember that like these are made from, you know, from material that's found in the earth, and you know that stuff will eventually run out as well as the oil reserves and things like that too. So that's why I say electric cars are cool, and I don't think they are the future, because you know that type of production can't last, and that material will run out probably faster than the oil reserves will run out. But you never know. We'll see. We'll have to see what happens. I'm not gonna turn this episode into a electric vehicle episode. But other than that, like, I haven't seen anything that's super interesting as far as cars go. It's kind of stale. So really it's time to get started on that project, if I'm being honest. Winter time is coming, which is project time. Car shows are about to die down, and so it's time to get to work. And yeah, don't forget, like, if you want to subscribe, like, I got that subscription. If that doesn't work out, then maybe like the donation link will probably be better to directly support that. I have some merch coming out here probably at the top of the year. I'm gonna get that together. Make sure to check out the blog as well, because we're gonna keep that updated a lot in the coming months, with probably a lot of pictures of what's going on. It's winter time, so it's project time to grind on that, and we're gonna update that a lot so you can see that. But yeah, other than that, man, thank y'all for listening.